This is the recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
All right, we'll now proceed for election of officers. Let me just say that as I step down from this position, it's been a very enjoyable year. The usual ups and downs and frustrations and that kind of thing, but overall, I've completely enjoyed it. I want to thank my commissioners for working on these matters. And as we all know, we have different points of view, but we ultimately inch ahead most of the way, most of the time, to get the job done for the public. So I consider this a very good year in that regard. I have the utmost respect and affection for the staff. They work so hard for us, and they do not get the kind of recognition they're entitled to get. But at this particular moment, I'd like to just say that one more time. It's really been quite great working with staff throughout this whole year. Commissioner, Madam Vice Chair, for a few minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with you this year. I enjoy our chats both on the substance and talking about kids, grandkids, hunting, trips, fishing, all kinds of interesting things that we talk about, and Wyatt in particular. It's been really fun to hear and watch Wyatt grow up. He graduated from high school in June, and he started college at Occidental College in California and just finished his first semester, I think yesterday or today. And so we're all proud of Wyatt, and glad he's enjoying his school so far. Steve is always a true gentleman, and he's always willing to listen to the other side. And I'm always trying, but I pretend like I have some success, but the truth is there's not a whole lot. But at least he's always willing to listen and consider the other side, and I appreciate that very much. He and his staff, as I said, have been great to work with, and so thank you to Tom, Shauna, and Shelly. I don't know if Shelly's in here, but thank you guys so much for everything throughout the year. And thank you so much, Steve. We have a little something for you from the commissioner. Well, you can be disappointed not to be here for this, but my understanding is that the last time that you were chair, you didn't get a gavel. That's what I'm told. I hope that's true. Just say, no, I don't have one.
I didn't.
Okay. So,
this is true.
So we got a gavel for you with the FEC seal engraved on the front. What's that called? It's not engraved, but it's etched. Maybe etched.
Whoa.
With your name on there as well, and your own gavel to keep with you always, so you can pretend to be gaveling in meetings whenever you think that might be appropriate. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That's beautiful. I didn't mention in particular my staff, and I think that's a really oversight, because I'm looking forward to everybody else here. But between Tom and Shelley and Shauna, it's been I'm a hard person I know to work for sometimes, but you always hung in there and done the best and provided the best when I needed it. And so I appreciate your loyalty and hard work, and it's been really quite good to work with all of my staff. And even the commissioners, I'd love to make comments, but like Matt is the ultimate gentleman. I told at the outset I was kind of afraid of Caroline, I was bracing myself for her, and it still worked out pretty darn good. Ellen, of course, she's always by my side, but about half the time doesn't agree with me, but still, we're philosophically aligned in most respects. And, of course, Lee's been great to work with, and he's so diligent about the way he takes into these cases and really works them up on his own and comes up with some very innovative thought. I think it's always been really helpful for us. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I always like to find common ground and to be able to agree with Commissioner Hunter, currently the Vice Chair. I want to particularly acknowledge your dedication to the mission of this agency. You came out here, these many years ago from Reno, and sometimes I think you've regretted that. But You really have been stalwart in your dedication to the transparency mission of this agency and also to the well-being of the staff, who I know you hold in very high regard, and you've been a champion on trying to improve professional development opportunities for the staff, have really cared about them a lot. And I also want to personally thank Tom Anderson, Shauna Broussard, and Shelley Garr, your tireless staff, who have, without whom we never would have gotten through this year.
Thanks for the kind words. That's very much appreciated. This is really quite an awfully nice gift. This is really special. Wyatt will love it.
Oh, good.
I can see him banging the gavel already.
Mr. Chairman,
come on.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to associate myself with the remarks that Commissioner, the Vice Chair, and Commissioner Weintraub just said. I couldn't agree more. I've had the privilege of serving in a chair-vice-chair relationship with you on two different occasions, once when you were the chair and I was the vice chair, and then vice versa last year. And whether we were operating in that leadership capacity or just when we have been just regular run-of-the-mill commissioners, it has always been a pleasure to work with you. I've greatly appreciated your professionalism, the dignified manner in which you go about your work, but I've most have appreciated your friendship. I've always enjoyed the genuine nature of your personality and just the sincerity that you've always demonstrated in all of our interactions, and I thank you for the dedication that you've demonstrated during this year as chair, and look forward to continuing to work with you going forward. And again, just thank you for everything that you've put into it. I think we say it every year. The chairmanship. Brings on a lot of responsibilities and very few perks, and there's a certain amount of burden that goes along with it, and it's a real testament to your leadership that you've been able to accomplish a great deal and do it without buckling under the pressure that sometimes is placed upon you. So congratulations on a wonderful chairmanship.
Thank you very much. Very thoughtful. So we come to election of officers. Anybody willing to run? Mr. Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a nomination. It is my privilege to nominate Commissioner Weintraub to be Commission Vice Chair in 2018. We all know, maybe not everybody knows, but I'll just a brief recap of the distinguished career that the Commissioner Weintraub's had. She is a graduate of Yale and also Harvard Law School, and she had a very distinguished career before she joined the Commission at the House Ethics Committee and also as counsel at Perkins Coie. But notwithstanding all the achievements she's had academically, professionally, I know that her true pride is her family. She and her husband are the proud parents of three children, one of whom is currently in China teaching English. And she recently had the opportunity to reunite with her daughter and spend some time traveling around and experiencing the country and with her daughter. And I know that was a special time, and I enjoyed. I still think I've only gotten a sliver of the travel log that you enjoyed while there. But it sounds like it was a wonderful experience to be in a different country, but more importantly, to reunite with her daughter. And it's obvious. It says a lot about a parent to see what your children achieve. And her children have been volunteers in many different foreign countries to serve those who are underprivileged and help those who are, you know, we enjoy so much in this country, and they're willing to go over and live in less than ideal circumstances in order to help those who are living in less than ideal circumstances. And I think that speaks highly of Ellen's character, that she's raised daughters who have been so willing to commit to service of that sort. So I think that she is well qualified to be vice chair again. I'm not sure if she is looking forward to the experience, but again, just as her her children are willing to serve, I appreciate Commissioner Weintraub's willingness to serve, and at the appropriate moment, and if now would be the appropriate moment, I would be happy to make a motion for Commissioner Weintraub to be vice chair in 2018.
I think it's appropriate time. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it.
We
have.
Well, I didn't. I abstained.
You abstained.
So we actually don't know if I'm going to win or
not. We're going to.
Well, what do you think?
We'll have to hold the vote open.
Hold the vote open until
so, Commissioner. For the record, I voted in favor. The vice chair voted in favor, and Commissioner Peterson voted in favor, and we assume Commissioner Goodman will do the same shortly. Congratulations.
Well, it might be premature, but thank you. Would you entertain another motion, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you. Before I make my motion, I do want to thank Commissioner Peterson. The gentleman, as always, and I particularly appreciate what you said because you are completely correct. There's nothing that makes me prouder than the adults that my children have become. Moving on, I would like to make a motion to nominate the next chair of the commission for 2018. 2018 will mark Caroline Hunter's 10th year as a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission. Not sure she wants me to bring that up. And it will be a busy year indeed. We've got a lot on our enforcement docket, as documents produced by the chairman have shown. We anticipate more challenging advisory opinion requests, and we've got a rulemaking project that we're starting, and I know that she has plans for more rulemaking projects, and I'm looking forward to that. And I hope we will all be working together hard to protect our elections from foreign interference, in part through that rulemaking project. This will be Caroline's second term as chair of the FEC, and the last time she was chair of the FEC, I was also the vice chair. So this is, as the chairman might say, not our first rodeo. So I know she is qualified to do this because she's done it before. Now, interestingly enough, the last time I was in the position of nominating Caroline for a leadership position, it was the last time she was vice chair at the end of 2010, which was a banner year because it was the first time we had an all-female leadership team at the commission. I know there's a lot of people in town these days and throughout the country who think we need more women in leadership positions. So I'm here to say here at the FEC, we got you covered. So this will be the third time that we have an all-female leadership team at the commission. So now it's becoming sort of no big deal anymore. Caroline also has a long roster of distinguished positions that she held before. She served as vice chair of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, deputy director of the White House Office of Public Liaison, and executive officer at DHS's Office of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ombudsman. Before that, she served as associate counsel and deputy counsel at the Republican National Committee, so her knowledge of political law is deep. She graduated cum laude from the University of Memphis School of Law and has a BA from her beloved Penn State. And in addition to her duties here, Caroline is a dedicated mom of two incredibly lovely daughters. As people in the building know, one of my favorite days at the commission is Take Your Kids to Work Day. My kids used to love to come. They are, since my youngest just started graduate school, they're a little bit old for it by now. But I remember when Caroline first started bringing her lovely daughters that it was very nostalgic for me because I remembered how much my daughters loved coming, and it was a pleasure to see her daughters. And I remember that the first time when you were chair and we had Take Your Kids to Work Day, it fell on a meeting day, which is always a bit of a challenge, and you decided that every single kid who came ought to get a chance to bang the gavel at the beginning of the meeting. And I have to admit, I thought this was going to be pure mayhem. But in Caroline's typically well-organized fashion, she had her staff round everybody up and line them up, and they all came up, and it was very efficient, and every little kid got to bang the gavel, and every one of them had this brilliant smile on their face. They enjoyed that moment so much. Some of them shyly tapped it so you could barely hear it, and then some of them whacked it so hard we thought the gavel was going to break. But maybe that was just Reggie. I don't know.
That could have been likely was the case.
In any event, that is a very fond memory for me, and I think it exemplifies one of the things that Caroline and I have in common, which is that we're both moms and we love our kids and we love kids in general. So I know people often talk about the relationships here, and I think it's important to note that we do talk about our families and our vacations and share movie reviews and have a lot of civil conversations that get away from some of the tensions that sometimes people think, because that's the only thing they see, that's the only thing there is. So I guess Caroline's daughters are a little too old and much too cool to come in and bang the gavel on Take Your Kid to Work Day anymore, but I'm sure they're not nearly too cool to be very proud of their mom for her leadership at this agency. So it is my pleasure to place the name of Caroline C. Hunter in nomination to be chair of the Federal Election Commission for 2018.
Thank you very much for that very nice motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? By golly, we have a binding vote.
In the eighth grade, I didn't vote for myself, and I lost the election by one vote. So I learned since then that if you think you can do it, you vote for yourself. So, and I have a feeling Lou will vote for me too. So I'll be okay one way or another. But thank you for that very nice motion.
So I do have a memento. Matt gave me this, and I wasn't too sure what it meant, but it looks like somebody who's really troubled and he's trying to resolve the difficulties of being whatever that person is, in this case being the chair of the commission. And then last year, maybe it was you that added the hat to it.
I think that was former Commissioner Ravel.
Yeah. Commissioner Ravel who added it.
Yeah, she gave it to me with the little
hat. I'm not too sure the symbolism.
You should be able to tell easily what I added to it. Just look in the front.
Not to be used for bribing?
No.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Yes, the Dodgers sticker.
That's right.
That is.
But I have my own, too, and I thought, well, okay, when people are really troubled and things are tough and you can't get along very well, you go to the rodeo. And so I have a little insignia for the Reno Rodeo. Any of you should go at any time if you have any question about having a good time. It's home to me. My mom worked for the first Reno Rodeo back in 1936, and we've been going to the Reno Rodeo ever since. So this is for you.
Thank you, Steve.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very pensive looking. Very exciting. I'll put it here so everyone can see. Thank you. And thank you, Ellen, for your nice motion. I appreciate it.
I should have added, I meant to, and I forgot to, I also wanted to compliment your very hardworking staff, Eric Brown, Lindsay Melody, and Amy Rothstein, and say that I'm looking forward to working with the entire Hunter office in the year to come.
Thank you. They are terrific. Thank you for mentioning them. I echo that for sure. Thank you. I look forward to working with all of you next year and all of the very capable staff here at the FEC, who, as somebody mentioned, this is my second time doing this, so I know what's going on. It's, as Peterson said, it's a job that adds a lot of responsibilities without a lot of perks, but I'm looking forward to it. I think there are a lot of challenges coming up for us, but they're exciting ones, and I think we will tackle them as best we can together. And as Ellen said, we don't agree on everything, but there are a lot of management things that we've agreed on in the past, and I hope to continue to do that working with her next year. I thank all of the dedicated staff here at the FEC, and I look forward to working with you next year.
Thank you very much. Well, I think that wraps it up. And is there any management or administrative matters?
There are none, sir.
Okay, thanks. The meeting is adjourned, and best of luck. We'll be behind you.
Thank you.